Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This could, it could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
And the rubber chicken says, Kanye has changed his name to Ye. I guess his fans found that Kanye was too long of a name to pronounce. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, that really upset you, huh? Why do you like to call him Kanye? You've never even talked about Kanye West. But it is ridiculous to call oneself Ye in the name. His name is Kanye. What does he need to call? I get it. All right, I'm not arguing with you, okay? No, we do not have time for this. And yes, I know that the president had dinner with a white supremacist, but we'll talk about that some other time, because we have got the former president, I might add, but we have got to get on with the Rantcast number 108, entitled Guns and Butter. Mm-hmm. But why guns and butter? Well, let's see. We had right before Thanksgiving. Right before we get a fucking break in the midst of a year that just is endless and mad, maddening, nonsense, day after day. If it's not one thing, it's a fucking other. And I'm not going to sit here and list it all, okay? We got this bad news, that's good. Blah, blah, blah. So we in the midst of it, moments before we get this a holiday, which finally seems to be, you know, okay, let's give Thanksgiving, boom. We get a LGBTQ nightclub shootout, another mass murder, okay? And that's what it was, another mass, and then we had the Virginia, two in Virginia, if you're going to count the, if it was it enough, just the football players, the five, there was, I guess, three football players were killed, two other folks were shot. Coming off of a bus by a kid who used to be on the team, no longer there, okay? And the picture of him was really kind of stunning, because normally you see a mugshot. The first shot I saw of him was kind of in a tie, and a coat and a tie. You just go, wow, okay, wow. And you sit there and go, and I'm tired of what is the motive? You know, the motive is, where'd he get the gun? Why don't we ask that? Why don't we deal with the real questions here? Okay, because then you get the third one that occurs at a Walmart, a former manager disgruntled because he was pissed at the people he was working with. Jesus Christ, it's senseless. And nothing is done. Not a fucking thing is done. And we're going to take away. Well, I thought, you know, it wasn't an automatic weapon. Some of them had a hand. Who gives a shit? Okay? Somehow we got to figure this the fuck out. And it's not working in terms of, what are you going to do? You're going to have everybody come in for a mental meeting? I think that a week's worth of kind of looking into somebody's background and ask some questions in the neighborhood. Yeah, I know. It's too much. Too much, because it's really important that we have now. How do you reach a point where you don't see this, that the experiment isn't working anymore? Huh? It doesn't work. Nobody else does this. Well, if we give a gun to every human being in the country, Why don't we, you know, and maybe 18 is done. Maybe we got to give it down to 12-year-olds. And we don't really have to because they'll find it in their, you know, in the back room. And they'll find it. Oh, gee, that's open. Oh, look at this. It's a gun. This is fun to play with. Unbelievable. And then they took away guns from kids. We don't want to play with plastic guns. But because people would see the plastic guns and then they thought they were real guns. It's just, I know. I've got to calm down, but I can't. There just don't seem to be fucking any adults left in the room, and I'm tired of it. Okay? You know, there's a whole idea that you got to win an election by this madness. It's not a matter of winning and losing anymore. Okay? It's a matter of doing something about it and trying to figure it the fuck out. But we can't really study this as some sort of an epidemic. That was voted out. I just find it senseless. And most Americans, most being, you know, the majority of Americans, can't say most, the majority of Americans find it senseless. I don't know what parents with kids do. I was, how many memorials are we going to build? Right? We're going to litter the country with them until we've kind of crowded ourselves out. You know, that, you know, we'll have a memorial for every gun store. That'll be good. Well, we got, 32,000 gun stores, and now we got 32,000 memorials. 3 years is 600 of them. And it doesn't fucking compute with people that something fucking desperately needs to be done. Nobody's taking anybody's guns. Stop that shit. Stop that fucking nonsense. Okay? It's more than just the automatic weapons at this point, too. It's something. There has to be some sort of a background check. Okay, it just has to be done. Why? Because we're not capable of being able to trust ourselves anymore. Ourselves, all of us. God, boy, I had that gun and I couldn't help myself. Whew. And I really wish I could be clearer on this. I wish I could come sit and write an outline and go through it. And say, and then this, and then that. I don't. I'm just enraged. Because there just comes a point where you think they'll all sit down. And it's not going to happen. We're going to end up with a Congress that's jerking themselves off. Hey, because that's what we do. That really should be the title of most of my next two specials. Jerking ourselves off and getting nowhere. Because that's all I'm sick and tired of watching. We go back to guns and butter. The reason butter, because it turns out I just stumbled onto the fact, I forget where I heard it, but 60%, it was said, in another place I looked, 63% of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck. 63% of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck. How's that happen? Richest country on earth. Well, it has to do with inflation. Fuck you, it's not just inflation. It has to do with the fact that if they're living paycheck to paycheck, it means that it probably, their house has become, yes, it wasn't affordable, but really it has to do with just the basics that other countries provide, and the first one being health care. That would be really a good one, so that that may take out a bit of that paycheck to paycheck nonsense. Whew. I mean, one has to, and I could do that, but, you know, I just feel like it's literally like, I feel like I'm in college and I'm supposed to be doing some sort of a term paper on it. How did we end up being paycheck to paycheck? Because of inflation? I just don't think it was just because of inflation. Not 63%. There's a lot more that goes into debt other than inflation. And it's really, it's sad. It's appalling.
It's pathetic. It's pitiful. And it's because we will not tax ourselves into creating a safety net for our people so that they can survive the nonsense that we put ourselves through. And that beeth that. Yes, I said beeth. And I should have really started with, but I couldn't. But we, you know, I did have a good Thanksgiving. I went up to Vermont with friends, and it was quite nice. Woodstock, Manchester, very Christmassy, very, very Christmassy. Christmassy to the point of almost my neck is still stiff from looking and taking in all of the Christmas that is there. Normally, I leave the country, as I talked about last week, and I now feel like it's been Christmas forever. And here we are. I'm doing this on Cyber Monday. And the deals are coming through. And please go out in terms of butter. Please go out there and buy, and get us back. Get this economy back on track, okay? And I saw that today. You know, what's a big problem? Legal immigration is part of the reason for this inflation. Because we don't have the folks that are normally have been coming in, and they don't know it'll take apparently years to solve the problems that we've created with legal immigration. Well, and as I drive along, I mean, it's still kind of astonishing to sit and stare out that window through Vermont, and there's it's magnificent, but there is a ton of place for people to live. I know that. I know the good people of Vermont don't want to hear that, but that's true. That we could, legal immigration shouldn't be a problem, and dealing with immigration shouldn't be a problem. We got plenty of places, and we got a lot of jobs and not enough people to do them. But, you know, let's not worry about it. Let's just keep on keeping on. Also, we found that adding to the misery of the week's news just before Thanksgiving. 2,700 people in a furniture factory in Mississippi were fired, let go. Told, you know, that's it. We're saying goodbye. Aloha. 2,700 people. No reason given, no nothing. Bankruptcy, maybe something. Who knows? No COBRA, so, you know, no, you know, that whatever health insurance they had, you don't go to this thing called COBRA, which allows you to make that transition, because so that, you know, imagine that 2,700 people living paycheck to paycheck, and they're just fucked. Imagine you're just going to sleep one night, you wake up the next day, you're fired, you know. Following on the heels of Twitter and Shitter, and we are really rolling in it. And so really get out there and shop. I guess it's good news that they were really seem to be happy. And I'm sure as soon as I get off this and I head in to listen to the news tonight, watch it, they'll be telling me just how much we were able to sell. I'm also just taking a look at this. I was going to start the show with this. This coat's too big. I'm starting to shrink a little quicker than I thought I would be. I thought it would be later in my life, but apparently it's happening now. And I like this coat, but it seems to be a little big now. But maybe it's because I lost some weight. And I certainly was packing it on in Vermont. We had a great meal. At a place called the Reluctant Panther. Just a great meal. It was a great cook up there. I couldn't have enjoyed it more. The chef is Sigal. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sigal Rocklin, really a genius. And just a great Thanksgiving meal. And normally I don't have turkey on Thanksgiving. And this was spectacular. Along with a dessert table that I wish I had been able to take everything that was on it. I didn't save enough room. It was I haven't had one of those kind of fatty boy specials, as I like to call them, on Thanksgiving in quite some time. It reminded me of when, as a kid, when I discovered gravy for the first time at my friend Ray Larson's mom. I've been invited over for Thanksgiving. My mother couldn't make gravy. She made something that resembled gravy. She called it gravy, but it was never close. And that was a revelation to me, that food didn't have to be dry, and that it could be, the turkey could be moist, and that the gravy was a whole added thing, and then you could take a chunk of bread and shove it in the gravy and just jam it down my little piggy gullet. It was very lovely, and it was quite a nice time, and it was great to be able to get away. I recommend Vermont is one of those places to go and hide for a little bit. But it's not a place you hide from Christmas, because it appears to be Christmas. It just has that feeling to it. Even though Bernie Sanders, the Jewish socialist senator, is there, it's even though they've elected him, the rest of the place, it looks like Santa's fucking workshop, a lot of it, and where Santa should have his workshop. It was a pleasure to get up there, and we'll see what happens with the. I was going to talk about it last week. I forgot the Ticketmaster debacle with Taylor Swift. That happens with my ticket sales all the time. I find the problem, having worked with Live Nation a lot, is also that I go to a town, they don't know I'm there. Okay, I do the social media stuff. I'm looking here as if to give a sense of what the social media stuff is. I don't know why I looked over there, but I do the social media stuff. I make the attempt to get the word out there. I do the press, and inevitably, I've said this time and time and time again, I arrive and, what are you doing here? How come? I see it in the Twitter feed. It comes into the folks who run the website. Gee, I didn't, when is Lewis coming to? And on the website, it tells when I'm coming to. And nine times out of 10, too, someone, a week after I'm in the town, someone says, when are you coming to the town? Or after I've come out with, after I've finished the tour, the first part of the year tour, gee, you know, when are you coming back? Or actually more to the effect of I put out, how come you're not coming here? Because I was just there. I don't know how to get this out. If someone out there knows how to do this, please let us know. Please, because this is driving me nuts. And now, of course, I'm looking at here and thinking, is there enough light? Did I put enough light on me to do this rantcast? And you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I will later. I'm sure that I will be told by many, there was not enough light. You really needed more light and some makeup, and your clothing was way too big. the worst thing is that Ticketmaster, it's just screwing people. Okay, you don't even print the tickets anymore. All right, you come up with this bullshit. You know that you don't even have to. You fucking are doing it online. What are you doing? To the point where you could do it without a human being in sight. Okay? So you need to charge what for that? What is the service you're providing outside of the fact that you've got a computer that can fucking print, get the printed tickets out to the audience? What the fuck do you do? It's shameful. It's shameless. From the moment that Live Nation bought Ticketmaster, I said, this is bullshit on a stick.
and should not be. It's antitrust. But we have this a history from. You do not want there to be monopolies, so you allow Live Nation to buy the ticket sales so that they can do this, and then Ticketmaster then owns StubHub and a number of other outlets, I gather, where they can funnel tickets to and overcharge people. I've had people have been driven to purchase way overpriced tickets for my shows by Ticketmaster. By Ticketmaster. Their job should be, and Live Nation's job should be, to put as many people in those seats as possible, okay? And to make it possible for them to pay what is essentially for the ticket, which is to cover the theater, myself, the folks that I come up with, come in and who work on the staff, so that I can get out the Rantcast and the Rant is due, those who are involved with my opening act, Jeff, right now, and the guy who's Jason, who sells the merch now, as Lenny did before, to help pay for that and to help pay for Live Nation. That's it. You get another group to sell the tickets because Live Nation has been using that as a cash cow for themselves because they couldn't make enough fucking money off what they were doing. And now all of a sudden they're going to, now the fuckers in Congress are going to do something about it. I don't think they're going to do shit about it. They never do. We have monopolies right and left around us and we can't figure out how to create competition. we worry more about government intervention than we do about business interfering with making our lives better by not forming fucking massive fuck things that basically suck the life out of us. Okay? Right? Who basically make the price of butter rise. And that's where we are. Making sure that the guns are being sold and properly getting to the folks who need them, and that the price of those guns is high and the price of butter is high, and everything should be just as high as possible. And then when it goes higher, even though it's already started with being stupidly high, we call that inflation. And that's all I got. I'm fucking sick of it. One Congress to finish, literally, we as a country went, wow, wasn't that something, huh? We actually got shit done. And tomorrow, it passed. So I'm basically going to be telling you to go back in time. I'll be saying, tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. So when this comes out, why don't you get a time machine so that you can give? We have Giving Tuesday. And another, you know, just as a thought on that, it would be nice if, as the letters that I get on a daily basis, stuff with very important charities that must be supported, they have to stop sending out 20 to 30 hard copies of, and with all sorts of things inside. Here's a keychain. Here's a keychain that is literally worth 2 cents and probably the paint of it will come off on your fingers. It's or Christmas cards or cards. Stop it. Okay? I send the same money out each year. I send out at the same time each year, just after Christmas. I send the checks out for the whole year. I let it all kind of accrue, and then I get it out there. And I give a bit on
on Giving Tuesday, especially when they're doubling or tripling something. But really, I wait until the end of the year, just the end. That's when I get it out there. So there's no reason to spend whatever it is they spend on stamps and the little tchotchkes. Yes, I said tchotchkes that they send me in the mail. It's really ludicrous. Stop it. Okay? And stop with the phone calls. All right? Please. You're spending a lot of money that I think if you would just say to people, I believe this, we're going to stop calling you. We're going to start sending you shit. Just tell us when you'll be sending us a check. And I think everyone would be in on that. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. And let's get on to the reason we're all here. Today, you'll be listening to the rants from Rutland, Vermont and Waterville, Maine. I think you'll enjoy them. I hope so, as much as I enjoy reading them, and I do. Please continue to send them in. I'll continue to get them out. And remember to push like or whatever and subscribe, and we will continue to do all we can from this end. I thank you for joining me again. I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving and that Christmas doesn't crush you. By the time you receive this new rantcast, it'll be, I think, December 1st, I do believe. And it will be, they have 25 more days of Christmas. Be strong, okay? And remember to take care of each other. That's what this season is about. And it should be about what the whole fucking year is. Okay. Take care of each other. Please. And I'll try to take care of myself. It's been a pleasure spending time with you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are here at the Waterville Opera House in the lovely village of Waterville. Where I didn't really have enough time to wander about. For those of you who've never been to Maine, it's well worth your time. I'll be reading you something from someone who will express how the folks up here feel about folks, tourists. And I understand that, but I had not come here, and I'm just going to tell you, it is absolutely magnificent. It's I almost, but not quite, get an understanding that, you know, that time during the summer and the 6 days you have of spring, that you really can, that there's a, it's, it may make it worth living through
it's you know, sleek that feels like glass. I'm not really ready to take that leap. I'm serious. I would have to wear. If I lived in a place like this, I would have to. I'd have to wear a spacesuit in the winter. But you guys, you're those fuckers too. You come up here, which I've done at other times of the year, and it's like it's 40 out, and people are wearing, you know, shorts. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, no, nothing to woo. That's how the weather is so shitty that 40 is fun. That's fucked up. So we're going to roll this along from Tim Forsman. Why are lobsters so damn hard to eat? And Tim, quite simply, it's because they don't want to be eaten. And this is from John Taylor. This is quite nice. Hey, Lewis, I saw you posted a pic from a lobster shack on Facebook today. I didn't do that there, but somebody did. I would fucking Facebook. Fuck. But it has to be done because how would John know that I got to know I stopped at a lobster shack? Is it really worth, John asked, $30 to eat something that tastes like Satan's briny butthole? Sadly, John, I'd pay $35. You know, really, seriously, fuck you. That was a great fucking lobster roll. And I think the state of Maine does well with the lobsters they're selling. I mean, son of a bitch. I'd keep that briny fucking butthole thing to yourself. Then, of course, I love this, people bitching. These ridiculous cups at the theater just give me the booze in the can that it fucking came in, for fuck's sake. These cups are worthy of hot cocoa at best. That's from Mark Arrico. Brian Stickney asks, what type of jokes would you tell a QAnon crowd? I would tell them the truth. It's too easy. They would, you know, tell them that no, JFK Jr. isn't coming back. And they'd go, wow, fuck, he's killing us. This is Neil Skillen. I hate it when a relative I've worked to avoid as an adult finds me on Facebook, you're right, and wants to be friends. Bitch, I don't want you to be my aunt. Never mind my friend. Do you really think I want you to know where I live? And this is from Clive. I won't say it's. I'm sending this under an assumed name because this rant could bring on a death threat or two, considering it's about one of the local heroes in the town of Waterville, Maine. The subject is the infamous Paul LePage. Yeah, you guys made news with that fucking asshole. I just remember there was a painting. There was a painting of union people in the government, and he covered it up or something. He what? He took it down. Of course he did. He had it removed? That's good. Yeah, douchebag, and I love to hear a woman yell that word out. Thank you. Yeah, I thought there was something like you covered it up with something like it, because really that, boy, that's really it. Fucking unbelievable. This is the ass-sniffing clown with a long list of quotes that made national headlines while he was in office. I will paraphrase. Things like, drug dealers with ethnic-sounding names come to Maine to impregnate white women. When asked about legislation to ban harmful chemicals and plastics, he said the worst thing that can happen is a woman will grow little beards. She was referring to the hormonal changes that have been linked to said chemicals. Speaking on education, he said, if you want your kid to get a good education, send them to private school. If you can't afford it, good luck. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. How do you not... How? How do you at that point not go, okay, you have to come here and you're going to have to sit in the corner for a while. The fucking shit-sniffing idiot has decided to twist the state constitution a bit and run for a third term as governor, running against the incumbent, Janet Mills. He was unopposed in the primary and seized the nomination, considering no other Republicans had the balls to stand up to this thug, having also stated that he was Trump before Trump was Trump. What a stupid fucking thing to say. Now this fucking weasel refuses to state his position on abortion rights, stating he has more important things to worry about, like the economy. This, I assure you, is code for just wait, motherfuckers. Okay. To all of you who may hear this rant, please don't let this booger-eating idiot take us back to the bad old times. You know, before fully funding the schools, before expanded Medicare and Medicaid, back to when all of the fucking, all fucking things, the Meals on Wheels funding was slashed, back to when DHHS worked on a shoestring and they didn't have the funding to investigate cases of child abuse. Or have we forgotten all those things? Shame on every single one of you who support this piece of shit. And we wonder why our country... We wonder why our country has become so divided. It's because of the idiots that don't have any sense of self-worth and let politicians like LePage embarrass us in front of the world with their racist, fascist, nationalist bullshit, making you think somehow this is all for your own good. Send that little asshole, as my friend in the audience said, send that little asshole back to his house in Florida. Oh, wait, you don't remember when he left office, he was on the first plane south and said he was never coming back. Anyway, that place is so fucked up, they wouldn't even notice the fucking wanker down there. He could probably do no more harm. And then Clive ends this with, fuck you. Leslie Chadbourne says, I'm tired of newscasters going over and over the same story, but adding stupid opinions just to try and keep us riveted to their station. If you don't have any more information, shut up! That's totally self-explanatory. There's no need to go into that. It is fucking... they've got to stop it, okay? I mean, just show kids drawing cartoons. That's all you got. Do the news and then just 45 minutes of kids drawing shit until some more news comes along. Unless you actually want to go out and find information that'll fucking help us. I'm going to read it. That's so good. Elska Skeg, really hoping you do a good job tonight. I missed an orgy to see you. Would like to also see a rant about missed opportunities. That is funny. I wondered what you were doing up here. Now I get an idea of it. Well, I hope I hope it was worth it. In fact, if it's an orgy, it's still fucking going on. That would be a pathetic orgy. It's 10:45. We're done. My pee-pee can only take so much. I'm really glad that was just spectacular. When people ask why I do it, it's for that little tiny moment where you go, holy fuck! This is from Craig Harrison. We'll end with this. Hi, Lewis. When will it ever fucking end? I'm not talking about orange pig-faced Trump. I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about fucking tourists! Maine is a wonderful, quiet place to live until May. And that's when the insane, crazy, stupid tourists flock to the state and take over the coast, driving like assholes, blocking the roads, just when the weather becomes nice and tolerable. Can us Mainers get to enjoy it? Fuck no! We have to deal with New York assholes, mass holes, flying down the interstate like it's the last lap of NASCAR. Now the hot summer rolls in. Let's go to the beach. Fuck you. It's a Canadian in a Speedo. God, no. There goes the summer. Tourists taking up all the nice spots in Maine. Just when school starts back, we can give them the finger back to the New Hampshire border. Oh, but wait, Lou, it doesn't end there. Buses from Canada, Grandpa Earl and Grandma Edith roll in for, you guessed it, leaf peeping season. We can't even enjoy the last part of the warm weather because everyone has to stare as the dying leaves fall from the trees. Are you shitting me? Go home! Leave this state to us! Oh, they will. They'll finally leave. Just in time for cold weather and endless political ads. God damn it. Craig in Brewer, Maine. Thank you, Craig. I'm going to tell the folks who are watching tonight, if you want to send in a rant, or for those of you later on want to send in, you go to Lewis Black Live, and you will find out just how to do that. Go to lewisblack.com. Also, just to that if you forget Lewis Black Live, you can go there, and they'll guide you to how to write, you know, to get those into me, because I carry this fucking pad around like a burro. And... And then for those of you who want to tell your friends, you go to YouTube, you can go to Facebook to watch, usually, and then what was that thing called?
Twitch.
I don't even know, that's like... So it's really, you basically watch me doing this. I'm not sure, but there is a thing called Twitch, and if you really want to feel hip, so hip that I can't even remember it. You can go to Twitch and then subscribe to it, and we will keep you, we will inform you when we're going to be doing these, and we will continue to do them, and because what you're writing is really special, it means a lot to me. Take care of each other. Good night. And thank you. We're coming to you live, as he said, from the Paramount Theater in beautiful Rutland, Vermont. And, sadly, today it was rainy and gray, and when we got here, and Vermont is beautiful. I've spent a lot of time up here, and especially when I was living, during the summers when I was at Williamstown, I could get into Bennington and drive around through your, it's really beautiful, and a lot of people from New York fled to Vermont, and I apologize. You had a really good thing going, and you You should have just had state troopers say, no, no, you must turn around and go home now. And if you've not been, and it's the, you know, Vermont gave us Bernie Sanders. No other state shown that kind of courage. And it's the ancestral home of my friend Sarah Silverman, who's extremely funny. And I'll just say, you know, once again, it's one of those places. You go, why would I go to Vermont? Just go. Okay? I'm actually...
Spend your money.
Hmm? You, what? And spend
your money.
Well, no, that... Fuck you. No, you're not... Don't send... We're not just going to send you money. No, you're going to have to deal with people. That's the way it works. It's called tourism. You're fucked. Okay? I live literally off of Times Square, and it's packed all the time. More so, now it's getting, you know, crazy again, and it's packed again. And the way I deal with it is to realize this is that these fuckers are paying some of my bills. Okay? So get over it. I know that I'm coming back here to spend Thanksgiving in Vermont, and I would have sent money, but then you said send money, and then I back off. I just would have sent the money and stayed home and had Thanksgiving quietly by myself and wept. But no, okay, we'll talk about it some other time. I thought I'd be welcome. And the thing is I'm going to these places, and you guys have some restaurants here. I'll weigh 400 pounds when I fucking leave here. Let's get on with this. I'm fucking babbling. This is from Jared Harlow. Okay, and Jared apparently is here tonight and is seemingly trying to make contact with our other hooter. Oh, boy. Wow, you guys ought to get out more often. So, Lewis, it's September 17th when I'm writing this. I'm seeing red and green. I got a motherfucking Christmas catalog the other day. It's not even fall yet. The leaves haven't started to change, and yet I can hear in the back of my mind like an incessant chime, Mariah, all I want for Christmas is you. Fuck you, Hail Fruit Baskets. I'm never buying from you again. Wait until Thanksgiving week or at least November before sending that red and green vitriol out. Thanks. And then it says, thanks for coming to Rutland. And then just to back it up, Eva Zivitz, it's still September and still fucking summer. Why the hell am I already seeing Christmas decorations? The stores, can't we have a law that says you can't market one holiday until the previous one has passed? Yeah, and now they're crashing into each other. Fucking, now they got that pumpkin fuck lattes coming out and fucking, it started in August, for fuck's sake. So you got Halloween crashing into Thanksgiving, crashing into Christmas. Like, fuck you, fuck that shit. Can't we just try to make it to next week? We got two here back to back. This is the setup of Lee Chen Chin. Why is housing so fucking expensive in Vermont, especially for people who live and work here full time? I don't fucking know if I can work harder. Okay, this is, I did not know this about, and this is from, this can't be this person's name. If it is, his parents are cruel. Bootstrap Highball. And I'll go, I'm going to get right to the point, Bootstrap. I've skipped a couple of things he said here. I'm a 28-year-old in a trades apprenticeship program. I don't care to be more specific. I bring this up because one would think that after completing a trades program and having no education-related debts, it would be easy to find housing that I could afford. But it's damn near impossible to find something that is not a hole in the wall, bed bug ridden, flea bag for $1,500 a month, and it's smaller than my father's walk-in closet or a ski house where you can spend half a year's wages on 1 month's rent. There are options to rent units that are hours away from where I work, or try and find three other people you trust enough to share a house with, which around here feels like a full-time job in itself. I can point to one thing of a few causing this problem. The state has been catering to the ski industry and the annoying rich mass holes. And dare I say it, God, we divide on so many levels, this country. And dare I say it, Kinetti cunts. I've never seen that. That's good. I understand that the ski industry is the lifeblood of the state, and without it, we would be like West Virginia after the coal mines closed down. Toothless hillbillies shooting up heroin and having six kids with my cousin. And in some ways, we're not far off from that already. But we need some damn protections from those Porsche driving, fire lane parking, think they are better than everyone here, investment banking fuckers coming up here to buy all the property they can. They either build a $3 million mansion they use once, maybe twice a year, or they develop condominiums that no local could afford and ruin the beautiful vistas of the Green Mountains. The state needs to implement a fucking hefty tax on a house if it is not occupied more than 42 weeks a year by a single family. I know they can fucking afford it after seeing some of the most bourgeois, heinously expensive shit they install in those houses. Like a rose quartz bathtub. Holy fuck. That costs $42,000. And this one on Okemo that has its own mini planetarium, telescope, retractable roof and all. Oh my, granted that is a money flex that is educational, but the point still applies. They can afford the extra taxes. They also need to add an even bigger tax on these Airbnb houses that are owned by someone who doesn't even fucking live in the house they are renting. I understand that if the Johnsons, who are going to Florida for 2 weeks, want to rent out their house while they're gone that one time this year, but when it becomes an investment property, the person that owns it sees it maybe once a year, that's a fucking problem. The amount of people sleeping in cars just down the road from here at Walmart is staggering. Every morning as I pull in there to park for work across the street, there's always 10 to 12 cars with the telltale condensation on the windows and a few RVs that are there every morning. Vermont has a housing crisis, as shown in Burlington with the fight over the pods. The state needs to do something now before it's too late. It's true. When I was in Portugal a while back, they had just started to kind of deal with the fact that this was happening there. Americans were coming, all sorts of folks were coming from other countries. They were buying houses and then splitting, and weren't really. And the price of everything, as you pointed out here, is fucking just goes up. And so Portugal went, okay, fuck you. You want to buy something here? We're going to tax the fuck out of you. And it's the way to deal with it, I think, because it's out of control everywhere. The housing is out of control, and here I would imagine is during the pandemic, as folks moved up here and went, ooh, I can buy that. That the shit hit the fan. So thanks for sharing that. And here we go from Tamara Robitaille. I'm going to go with that. This is really spectacular. I want to thank you for this, because this is real. Have you ever gotten backed up? Like really backed up in a 400-pound black bear hibernation butt plug kind of way? This is the other side of Vermont. The backside. The kind of backed up you only get from not being able to poop on vacation. Well, that's my boyfriend every outing. He will not poop unless we're home. He calls it his safe pooping zone. He's nervous about going on vacation and words of wisdom. And words of wisdom so I don't hear the atom bomb, Gatling gun, torrential poop sounds from the bathroom after every time we get groceries. Wow. I just need a rest. Wow. I wonder if Tamara's the one that's being told about the boyfriend. Wow, that's love, Tamara. You tell him he's got a... You're going on vacation and you can take... Seriously. Tell him you're going on vacation and here's the toilet and you take a shit in it, okay? It's not an outhouse, you fucking idiot. Safe poop zone? Holy fuck. I think you hypnotize him, get him hypnotized, and find out how he was toilet trained. Woo. This is Jason Galatello. We're so happy to be here tonight. We just moved to Vermont on Friday, and just a few hours ago happened to see that you were playing 20 minutes away. And we hadn't seen one of your shows since you played in Orlando in 2017. Yes, we came from Florida. And for the rest of the audience, we're real sorry. And no, we don't know what the fuck is going on down there either. To borrow one of your old jokes, Lewis, Florida is now the punchline of any joke you want. If you forget the ending of a joke, just say Florida. A decade ago, some guy in Miami took bath salts and tried to eat someone's face, and people thought the zombie apocalypse was starting. Because if there were ever going to be a zombie apocalypse, why the fuck wouldn't it start in Florida? And those are just the everyday citizens. If a politician down there took some bath salts, it would be a downgrade from their current level of batshit lunacy. Because as you might have noticed recently, Florida's political scene is, well, fucked up. You could have an orgy with an open bar and a Florida Democrat could still find a way to screw it up. And I firmly believe that Florida Republicans are what H.P. Lovecraft used to think about right before he came. Wow, how good is that? That's good. Those of you at home, if you haven't read Lovecraft, read it, because that's worth it just to get that joke. Wow. Wowie, wow, wow. And it's getting more insane with each passing week. My wife is Dominican. She's been a U.S. citizen for over 30 years and a veteran. But if Governor 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag ever met her, he'd probably try and lure her into Matt Gaetz's unmarked white creeper van and put her on a red eye to Massachusetts. Although now that I think about it, we actually could have saved some money getting up here. Thank you, Jason. I'll tell you, it has really been a lot of fun. I'm going to read one more of these and we'll get out of here. It's been a pleasure spending time with you. It's been really a joy. Well, I love you too. And you were very kind to me tonight, so I deeply appreciate it, because I really would like to come back when I actually have my act together. Oh, boy. Who the fuck? What comic comes out on stage and apologizes? Asshole. You're an asshole. And for those at home, remember, it's next week. We're in Warren, Ohio. Then we go on to Dayton. And then we go to Carmel, just outside of Indianapolis. And finally, we'll end up in Fort Wayne. And so get your rants out to us to livelewisblack.com. I think that's right. And
that's it.
What?
Live Lewis. Yeah.
Live Lewis.
Yeah.
Livelewis.com.
Yep.
Okay. I never get it right. Just go to the website, lewisblack.com. They'll direct you. And if you were inspired tonight, especially by the pooper, you might, if you can share any intimate details of problems, please send them directly to us. This comes from Carrie Spring. It's a great way to end this run up here in New England, and I'm sorry we got to head back home, but this is, Carrie says, my husband is bringing me to see you in Rutland tonight as a back pay anniversary / birthday present. He's hoping to romance me by bringing me to see you. Wow. I'm basically, he's not only a comedian, he's a vibrator. You see, I've had a long-running crush on you since my 20s. Oh, he's hoping you will get me in a loving mood. Me. Strangely enough, I'm thinking he's on the right track. Thank you for helping a 49-year-old woman feel like a teenager with a crush. Bless you. Oh, and be funny. Be funny. A husband's chances of getting lucky are in your hands. I hope it works out, Carrie. Thank you all. It's been a delight and a pleasure. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Ha ha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.